All hail Her Majesty, Queen Cybella, usurper queen and scourge of Castle Blackthorn.
Scourge? Well, that's a bit harsh. I prefer to think of myself as more of a necessary evil.
Okay, Cass, it's almost time. You can do this. You can do this. There's nothing to be afraid of. Everything will be completely...
Prince Casimir!
Serene Sorceress Adelaide! I imagine you're here to gloat. Your little curse is almost permanent. One more year and I'll be stuck as a beast forever.
Oh, Casimir. Don't you see? I only want what's best for you, for your entire kingdom. This curse wasn't meant as a punishment. It's simply a way to encourage you to be your best self. Surely you understand that the kingdom would be better served by a monarch without a penchant for mendacity. However, I fear you haven't taken the opportunity seriously, and now time is running out.
Don't make me laugh. Who could ever love me like this? Fur and claws and fangs? It's pointless. You might as well ask me to...
Cass, darling, are you in here? I know I said I wouldn't be back until tomorrow, but things wrapped up more quickly than I anticipated, so... Oh! Dragon's Teeth, that was today, wasn't it?
Yep. Been in the calendar for weeks now.
Ugh, I knew I was forgetting something, but I thought it was just new libraries for the outer provinces, or chains for the dungeons, or something like that. We do need both of those things, by the way.
Who is this? I don't think I've ever seen her in any of my visits.
She's no one. I don't even know how she got in here. I should probably deal with that, and I don't want to waste the time of a serene sorceress, so you should head out. I'll be sure to think about what you said, and...
I don't see horns or a tail, so you can't be castle staff. They were all cursed along with Casimir. But, you're quite beautiful.
Correct, but I'd appreciate it if you stepped out of my personal space. You're getting glitter, all over my brand new gown.
Bella, please.
My, you two seem quite familiar. Could it be that you're closer to breaking your curse than you let on?
Well...
Casimir, don't be shy. Introduce me to your friend. Or perhaps you're more than a friend?
I would say so. I'm his wife.
Cybella!
Wife?
Ugh, Casimir, this is getting ridiculous.
But we're so close! Just one more year and...
Listen, I understand that you're conflict avoidant, and I love you for that. It honestly would have been so much harder to stage a coup if you weren't. But this ends today.
I don't understand. Casimir, you're married? This is your wife? But your curse? A kiss of true love from a pure-hearted maiden should have...
A pure-hearted maiden? I'm not a maiden. I'm a witch.
Oh. Well, are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Ugh, how dare you! Do you think my servants spent the last year milking harbinger spiders for their black silk and making me this gown so someone could come into my castle and ask if I'm a good witch or a bad witch? A bad witch, obviously! Do you think a true claw witch would ever dress this fashionably?
Casimir, is this true?
Kinda. By which I mean, yes, completely.
But that would mean you lie to me again!
Okay, if we're getting into this, let's get into this, because I actually have a lot of thoughts about this whole curse business. To be clear, and correct me if I'm wrong, you cursed Kaz because when you went to his 11th birthday party and asked him to share his cake, he lied and said the cake was all gone, even though he'd saved a slice for later.
That's correct, yes.
And it never occurred to you to just conjure up another slice of cake for yourself, being a serene sorceress and all?
It wasn't about the cake. It was about the principle. Lying is not befitting of royalty.
Ha! Are you kidding me? Royals lie all the time. That is the main thing they do. They lie and raise taxes. And lie about not raising taxes. And you know who else lies all the time? Children! If you went around beast-cursing every child who told a lie, we'd be living in a veritable zoo.
You're being ridiculous, but I wouldn't expect a simple witch to understand the machinations of a serene sorceress.
Oh, yes, please. Explain to me the infinite wisdom behind gravely cursing a child, not even old enough to grow facial hair, for a minor character flaw, and making the condition to break said curse something next to impossible to achieve.
People like you always underestimate the power of true love. A maiden pure of heart would be able to look past even the most hideous of appearances to find the heart of gold within.
Okay, first of all, I don't care how serene you are. Don't speak about my husband that way. And second of all, how many young maidens do you think are willing to go on a date with the prince who lives in the castle covered in scary magic thorns, put there by the wand-happy sorceress who is liable to curse anyone who uses the wrong fork during dinner in her presence? It's not a matter of pureness of heart. It's a matter of self-preservation.
Well, it seems that you'll be stubbornly refusing to see reason. But it's no matter. You're not the one I came to talk to. Casimir, oh, it's not too late. Well, it's too late for her. I don't think even I could change her heart. But it's not too late for you. You can still find another girl and break the curse. There's still time. Casimir?
Tell her, Kaz.
Right. Okay, so, here's the thing. I don't actually want the curse to be broken.
Come again?
I don't want the curse broken. I've been keeping up the act during your check-ins, but the truth is, I've actually grown to like it. I mean, you cursed me at a very formative time in my life. This is just kind of how I see myself now. And there are perks. I'm way stronger than I would have been otherwise without having to exercise at all. And Bella said I was too young to grow facial hair as a kid, but let's be real, I was never going to be able to. You've met my dad. His beard grows in all patchy. Not dignified at all. But with the curse, all the fur makes up for it.
But you're not supposed to want the curse. That defeats the whole purpose.
I fail to see how that's our problem.
What about the castle staff? They're cursed too. If you don't break your curse, they'll be cursed forever.
If you're so concerned about their well-being, why did you curse them in the first place?
I was not speaking to you.
They honestly don't mind it that much. There's a sort of camaraderie about it at this point. It's part of the charm of working here. But I had Sabella break the curse on the staff members who were really bothered by it. Not everyone can pull off horns.
You did what?
I'm sorry. Are you speaking to me again?
But how?
Oh, Sabella is a genius at reverse engineering magic. Retrocasting was her major at Hexwell.
If Casimir wanted his curse broken, I would have undone your flimsy spell work ages ago.
Flimsy?
Hey, no need for that. Listen, Adelaide.
Serene sorceress, Adelaide.
Right. Serene sorceress Adelaide, I understand and appreciate what you're trying to do here, but we're actually doing great.
How can you be doing great when an evil witch is the princess of your realm?
Queen. I'm the queen of the realm. And I think you'll find that it's doing quite well under my watch.
Yeah, I honestly never really wanted to rule, and I missed out on a lot of my statesmanship classes when I was adjusting to the beast curse. Not that I paid much attention to them before. She is a lot better at the logistics of running a kingdom than I am, and Prince Consort is a much easier gig.
See? He likes it. It was hardly even a coup.
Well, even if she's got you in her thrall somehow, there's no way your parents find this acceptable.
It doesn't matter what they think. They're powerless to stop me now.
You killed them?
Oh, she sent them on an extended vacation. They're fine. I visited them last month.
Oh, boo, you're no fun.
You find this fun, do you?
Honestly, no. I find this extremely tedious, and I would love for you to get out of my castle.
She means that in the nicest possible way.
I really don't.
You do well to heed my warning. More powerful people than you have defied me, and not a single one of them hasn't lived to regret it.
I'm the evil queen, and yet you're the one slinging threats. Not very serene, now is it?
You little...
I made it!
Oh, who is this? A child you plan to sauté for dinner?
No, I assumed it was your 12 o'clock cursing appointment. Here to be turned into a frog for forgetting to tell a shopkeeper thank you. Boy, what are you doing here?
Don't call me boy! My name is Xander. Are you the evil queen?
Yes? Dragon's teeth! Casimir, be honest. Is black spider silk too subtle? Should I have gone with the high collar? Oh, I thought it would be too much, but now... Well, I'm thinking I might need it.
No, you look great. Very sleek.
Well, thank you. But I don't just want to look great. I want to look fearsome. Xander, talk to me. What about this outfit doesn't say evil queen to you? No wrong answers. I just want to workshop this with someone who has fresh eyes on the ensemble.
What's happening?
My boy, I am asking myself the same question.
You look super evil, okay? I just asked because I want to make sure I'm stabbing the right person.
Oh, you're here to stab me, are you? How old are you? 12?
I'm 13! And don't laugh! There's a prophecy! I'm gonna kill you and take your throne!
Oh, a hero quest. Finally something that makes sense. Young man, if you would just dispatch this witch, everything can get back on track.
You shush. And you... While I'm flattered that I'm high profile enough that diviners are facilitating attempts on my life, I can't say that I love that there are children involved. Shouldn't you be in school or doing an apprenticeship or something?
I'm not a kid! I told you, I'm 13!
Right, right. Quite the difference. Now, let's get a look at that sword.
Hey! Give that back!
To the child, I'm sorry, teen, who wants me dead? Huh, unlikely. Beautiful sword. But this is just steel. Not even adamantine steel. Xander, did you really think you were going to kill me with this? How were you going to counteract my magic? You should at least have a mirror shield for deflecting spells, and... I don't smell any witchbane.
Witch... what?
I would love to speak to whoever organized this quest. They did not set you up for success. Listen, Xander, I know a prophecy is exciting. That was a very flashy teleportation spell. I'm assuming you exhausted some kind of artifact to use. But I don't believe this is going to work out the way you think. So, here's your sword back, and...
Die, witch!
Away. I retrocast his teleportation spell and sent him back where he came from. And that's how you deal with a child with a minor character flaw. Maybe you should take notes.
You will not tell me how to deal with children, you tawdry insolent.
Away. Also a great way to get rid of pesky serene sorceresses who have overstayed their welcome.
Sibella!
What? You can't seriously tell me you wanted to deal with that for another hour.
Well, no, but she's going to be upset.
Going to be?
Going to be more upset.
Please, everyone knows her specialty is shields. Direct combat is too messy for a serene sorceress. What is she going to do? Protect us to death?
I'm just saying, I think she's pretty used to getting her way.
Well, so am I. And you don't become a successful evil queen by asking nicely for the things that you want.
But you did ask nicely.
When?
When you asked to marry me.
Ah, well, every rule has exceptions, I suppose.
Are you sure you're not worried about Adelaide? Or the kid who came in here trying to kill you, because that's also a thing that just happened?
That cream puff doesn't scare me. And I'll need to tighten the wards against outside teleportation. But I'm not worried about a little prophecy. Those are as flimsy as Adelaide's curses. There was this one time at school with a giant spider and... Ah, listen to me. I'm rambling.
No, tell me about the spider.
You sure? I don't want to bore you to death with college stories.
No, I like them. And hey, you have to sit through all the boring council meetings. I get to just listen to you. I'm definitely getting the better end of that bargain.
All right, then. The spider. Her name was Gossamer.
This special episode, The Liar, the Witch, and the Warning, was written and directed by Destiny Howell. Sound design is by Tal Minear, and theme music is by Jakub Jarański. Queen Sibella is voiced by Blythe Renee. Prince Casimir is voiced by Connor Bushoven. Xander is voiced by Justin Nelson. Serene Sorceress Adelaide is voiced by Roberta Jackson. Special thanks to Royal Advisor Camille. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Blue Sky at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and only the most necessary evil.
Did you really mean what you said to Adelaide?
About what?
That I'm not hideous with the whole fur, tail, horn situation.
Cass, please understand that I'm not exaggerating at all when I say that I think turning you back would be an active downgrade.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Hey, y'all. Destiny here with a quick announcement. In case you don't already know, Absolutely No Adventures Season 3 is currently crowdfunding. We'd really appreciate your support, and links are in the show notes. Thanks.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kumari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl. In a special Gertrude world, happy birthday, happy birthday! I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's snake eyes minus two, that's a zero.
Snake eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck!